WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to hijack it. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Now, today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over every little mistake? You know that feeling when you trip and instead of brushing it off, you're replaying that moment in your head like a broken record, muttering how clumsy you are. You've been there, done that. We all have those moments where our inner critic takes the mic and starts a full-on roast session. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie spills coffee all over themselves, do you start listing their flaws? Nope. You probably say something like, "Hey, no worries, it happens to the best of us," or maybe even grab them a napkin and offer a comforting smile. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves with harsher words than we'd ever use for anyone else? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that much-needed self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all make mistakes, stumble, and sometimes fall flat on our faces. It's part of the journey, not a reflection of your worth. Imagine life as a roller coaster. There are ups and downs, twists and turns. Accept those dips as they come, knowing they are temporary and that you'll eventually reach the next exhilarating peak. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Ever notice how much kinder we are to our friends when they're struggling? Now apply that same compassion to yourself. If your inner critic starts ranting about your latest blunder, gently interrupt those negative thoughts with some self-soothing words. Instead of, "I'm so stupid, try, I made a mistake, but I can learn from it." 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to breaking free from the cycle of self-criticism. When you notice those negative thoughts creeping in, take a deep breath and gently guide your attention back to your surroundings. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? This helps ground you in the present and reduces the power those intrusive thoughts have over you. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. It's easy to focus on what we haven't done yet, but celebrating our victories, even the seemingly insignificant ones, reinforces a sense of progress and self-worth. Think about it. Wouldn't you want to celebrate your friend's success? Do the same for yourself. 5. Seek support. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Sharing your struggles and triumphs can help you gain perspective and feel more connected. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're presenting at work and completely blank on your key points. Your mind goes blank, your heart starts racing, and you fumble through the rest of the presentation feeling like a total disaster. What happens next? Do you berate yourself for being incompetent, replaying every awkward moment in your head until you feel even worse? Or do you acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move on with kindness towards yourself? Self-compassion is about choosing the latter. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, learning from them, and treating ourselves with the same understanding and support we'd offer a friend in the same situation. So, remember, beautiful brains, cultivating self-compassion isn't a quick fix, it's a journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't forget to extend that same kindness and understanding to others. After all, we're all in this crazy roller coaster ride together. Want to dive deeper into this world of self-compassion? Share your thoughts and experiences on our social media channels. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, starting with yourself. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine pathways and living your most vibrant life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.